This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Security forces fired tear gas, water cannons, and rubber bullets in clashes Sunday with hundreds of anti-government protesters outside Lebanon's parliament as violence continued to escalate in the week of rioting. At least 114 people were injured in the protests, according to the Red Cross, with 47 taken to hospitals for treatment. Most of the wounds were from rubber bullets, some in the face and upper body, according to Associated Press. Among the injured were at least two journalists, including one from a local TV station. Army troops were deployed in the area briefly, and the violence stopped as protesters cheered the troops. But the army pulled out minutes later, and the clashes resumed with security forces barricaded behind the barriers. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial begins Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. On the Sunday morning talk shows, the Democrats and Republicans faced off on the issue. On ABC this week, Alan Dershowitz, one of President Trump's lawyers, says the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable according to the Constitution. On the same program, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff begged to differ.
Well, that's the argument I suppose you have to make if the facts are so dead set against you. If the president has admitted to the wrongdoing, his chief of staff has confessed to the wrongdoing, his European Union ambassador has confessed to the same quid pro quo, you have to rely on argument that even if he abused his office in this horrendous way, that it's not impeachable. You had to go so far out of the mainstream to find someone to make that argument. You had to leave the realm of constitutional law scholars and go to criminal defense lawyers.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Chinese health officials in Wuhan report 136 new cases of a newly confirmed coronavirus over the past 3 days, bringing the total number of cases of the potentially deadly virus to nearly 200. This is a huge and troubling spike. This is VOA News. Russian demonstrators marked the murder of a journalist and lawyer 11 years ago with a march on Sunday in Moscow, where participants also voiced concerns about the constitutional reforms proposed by President Vladimir Putin. Human rights lawyer Stanislav Markalov, who was defending war crime victims in Chechnya, was active in the fight against Russia's fascist movement, was killed in 2009 when an assailant carrying a gun with a silencer shot him in the back. Also, Anastasia Barbarova, a journalist walking with Markalov at the time, was shot and killed. Putin has ordered the creation of a working group to assess his proposed constitutional amendments. The proposed reforms are widely seen as giving Putin the ability to extend his grip on power once he leaves the presidency in 2024. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is appealing for $375.5 million to support its efforts to promote and protect human rights in dozens of countries around the world at a time of great turbulence and erosion of fundamental rights. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the High Commissioner is based.
Human rights is one of the three main pillars of the United Nations, along with peace and security and development. And yet, the office established to be the world's human rights watchdog is seriously short of cash. Barely half of last year's record $321.5 million appeal was funded. Human rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says a great deal of work lies ahead.
These are climate change, digital technologies, inequalities, corruption, and people on the move.
Lawrence tells VOA much of the work ahead this year will involve Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The snowy alpine resort of Davos could be the setting of an unlikely encounter this week as the annual World Economic Forum gets underway with young climate activist Greta Thunberg and U.S. President Donald Trump expected to be in attendance. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, though, is playing down whether he would attempt to orchestrate a handshake between the two environmental rivals.
We try never to engineer something. I think the best things are those who just happen and afterwards have a positive impact.
With sustainability the main theme of the annual summit, pressure has never been more intense on governments to act on climate change. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.